Looks like number 11, Stackins, and number two, what I don't know. I don't have a roster.
That's Brody Austin back deep for the Cardinals. They'll be kicking off, the Tigers, that is, from the south to the north end zone. Martinez waiting on the official to give him the go-ahead as they get ready to get this game on the way.
Here we go.
And the whistle is blown. Martinez sets up, approaches the football, and it's a low squib kick. Hits an Adamsville player at the 25, gets through the legs of the other one. He gets it at the 20, 25, 30, still only feet to 35, breaking tackles, and lumbers out to about the 45-yard line after it hit one, rolled through the legs of Austin, and poor tackling and slow getting down.
Yeah, slow getting down the field, really, other than the poor tackling. Tigers didn't really respond well as far as getting to the point of attack there. Well, they actually, it was kind of, we got too far downfield before he actually recovered the ball, which staggered your lanes and kind of got everybody out of line.
Meisenheimer, the quarterback in the shotgun formation, here's a snap. Looking to throw, it's going to be tipped at the line of scrimmage and knocked down. Incomplete.
Looked like, was it Max Short?
Yeah.
Or Munns? Max Short, he's starting at defensive end tonight. You got Gooch and Riley and Murrell in the interior with Short. You got Townley, 27, Malabannon, then Eli Williams, and 26, Munns is your linebacker. Siner, Pope, and Weatherspoon as your, Bumpus as your defensive backs.
Second down, second and 10. Meisenheimer looking over toward the sideline to get the play. Two receivers to his left side. Four-man front for the Tigers. High snap. Meisenheimer's going to keep it, and he's going to be knocked down as he goes across the 45 for a pickup of maybe 2 yards on the play.
Look like Gavin Munns on the tackle there.
So to bring up third down, third and long, third and about 8 yards to go. Just getting started here in Adamsville, Tennessee.
Well, they kind of mirror us. I mean, they run a very similar offense. It's a run-pass option type deal, single set back out of the shotgun. We practice against ourselves a lot, so we're used to seeing this formation.
Third down, third and eight. Here's a snap, another high snap. They give it to the tailback. He just dives into the middle of the line of scrimmage. He's going to be pushed back. Picks up maybe a couple. Close to the 49-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down for the Cardinals. And it looks like Meisenheimer will go back to punt. He'll stand at about his own 32-yard line. Back deep for the Tigers is Weatherspoon. So fourth down, fourth and six. So after the big return, the Tiger defense held its ground.
Well, you got your quarterback as your punter, so you always got to watch for some type of fake.
Here's a snap. It's a good one. Gets it away. A wobbly kick, angling toward the sideline. Takes
a
Cardinal bounce. Bumpus looks at it, and he's going to be down at the 2-yard line. I don't know what he was thinking.
You know, he did that last year.
Yeah, he went over and swiped at it. And if he touches it, it's a live ball.
Well, it was a perfect kick, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the low line drive away from the return man. It landed about the 20-yard line and then rolled 19 yards down to the one. So, I mean, they got a good bounce out of a good roll. I'm sure he's been coached to, if it's close like that, stay away. So, I imagine that. And I thought it might get to the end zone. He was rolling pretty good, but it came up good for them.
So first down, first and 10 Tigers. Here's a snap. Hunt is going to keep it, looking for a block, gets outside, and then he's going to be hit and dropped. That play kind of was slow developing. He was going by behind Wolf to his right.
Yeah, just old power sweep, basically.
Yeah.
Lead with the H-back, and he gets in there behind him. Got a pulling guard on that side. Not bad, though. I mean, they got
about three.
Yeah, they got a breathing room now. They're away from their own goal line.
So it'll be second down, second and about seven to go. Here's a snap, handoff. Whitley looking for some running room up the middle. Picks up maybe two or three on the play, and it'll be third down, third and five.
Pretty conservative down there, you know, not trying to Well, first of the game, you don't want to dig yourself a hole, you know, right out of the chute. So Tigers are taking it, like you say, pretty conservatively.
I don't know how conservative they can be on third and five. We'll find out.
Third down, third and five. Here's a snap. Handoff. Whitley has a hole on the left side. Goes across the 10-yard line. Rolled down to the 15. That's going to be enough for Hardin County Bank. First and 10 Tigers.
Good run by Whitley. Good blocking by the left side of the Tiger line. They sealed it off, and John was able to bust it outside and pick up the first down.
Yeah, they got a reach on the linebacker, and pretty good block out here by the wide receiver staying on. You know, that was one of the things that was positive in last week's game was we really blocked well out on the edges with our receivers. Even though they're kind of undersized, they really do stay after it out there on the corner.
Right now we're on radio only. Those of you that are trying to view or working on that, having trouble with the stream. Here's a handoff up the middle, close to the 20-yard line. Goes Whitley down to about the 19, so a pickup of about 4 on the carry.
You know, you talk about scripting plays for a ball game.
Yeah.
I don't know how you script when you start on your one. You know, that might not have been what you were thinking starting on the 35.
Second down, second and 7 for the Tigers. Hunt in the shotgun formation.
Look like the Tigers are definitely staying on the ground. They have a little mix-up here as far as the receivers are concerned.
Hunt lines them up. Here's a snap. Rolling to his right. Looking. They flood it to the right. Under pressure. Lets it go. Complete to Wolf. But a loss on the play.
Yeah. He was definitely the third or fourth choice as far as that was concerned.
A young quarterback. He should have thrown that out of bounds.
Yeah, he should have thrown it away.
He should have been able to see that wasn't going to work.
So to bring up third down, third and 9 now.
It looked like he had Weatherspoon on the out route about the yard marker, but he had a defensive back on the backside of him, but it looked like he might could have squeezed it in there.
Here's a snap. Quick throw to William. He caught it, then immediately dropped it on the hit. They were waiting on that one. That play didn't go anywhere, and the Tigers will have to punt it away.
Walker was supposed to be out there from his tackle to block as far as the defensive back was concerned, but he never got there. I mean, he saw it coming on Williams, and he made the hit and made the tackle immediately. So the Tigers will have it fourth down, fourth and 9 from their, looks like about their 18-yard line. Munn's back to punt. Low snap.
There's a high spiraling kick going down the side of his foot, down the sideline, gets inside the 50, I think. They may mark it inside Tiger territory. They do. Gets it to the 48 of Hardin County. So two stalemates on the first two offensive series.
Yeah, I mean, Munn's been a weapon. That was one of the few misses that we've seen, you know, him this year. Him being able to flip the field has been a real positive. That kick there, not particularly great.
Well, he had a low snap.
Chain crew doesn't really know which direction they're going over there.
They're struggling.
So first down, first and 10, Adamsville. Meisenheimer in the shotgun formation. Here comes a man in motion to the near side. They pitch it to him. Looked like he was going to throw. He keeps it, then he's going to be blasted. Good play by Williams. He turned him around.
Yep.
And then Munns came up and put the finishing touches on him after a gain of maybe a yard on the
kick. See, that's where Eli Williams is so important. He comes up and forces it back to the inside for help can get to the runner.
He's kind of a combo outside linebacker,
safety.
Strong safety.
Yes, that type of deal.
He'll play like a rover in the old 50 defense. Sometimes he'll be back in 2-deep. Sometimes he'll be up, you know, at the line of scrimmage.
So those scrimmage from the right hash are going from the north to the south end zone. 6:10 to go. No score. Meisenheimer, shotgun formation. Here's the snap. He's going to keep it right side. It's met right at the line of scrimmage by
Townley
and picks up maybe 2. So that'll bring up a third down, third and about 7.
Townley was the first to meet him. I think he took the worst of the blow, and then Riley finished it up.
Yeah, it was like a boxing match and a lot of jabbing going on here in the first round, but not a lot of knockout. Feeling each other to kind of see
third down.
Who's got what.
Third and 6. Meisenheimer sends a receiver right and left. Now man in motion back in front of him. They pitch it to him trying to get outside. Williams is there. And then he gets caught from behind. Who is that?
That's number 34, Townley.
So Williams was there, and then Townley got him from behind, got back to the line of scrimmage, so that'll bring up fourth down.
Really good burst of speed there, you know, by the linebacker. It looked like the quarterback was going to try to cut inside, saw Townley, and tried to break outside, and he just ran him down from behind, made a good tackle.
Well, once again, Eli Williams showing his value as far as the Tigers are concerned on from that linebacker position.
Here's Meisenheimer's punt. Angles it to the right side, a spinner. It goes away from Weatherspoon, hits at the 10, takes a right-hand turn, and it'll be down inside the 5, and the Tigers will be pinned back again after a nice punt and a lucky roll there by Meisenheimer. So Hunt will bring them out, first down, first and 10, with 4:38 to go and no score.
That's either lucky or good. I'm not sure which.
Well, I mean, he's kicking from his side of the 50 both times.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we got to find a way to flip
That's probably his range is about where that ball's dying each time. So it worked out pretty good for him.
Scruggs in the ball game now for a tailback for the Tigers.
So Hunt stands in his own end zone, shotgun formation. They'll hand it off to Scruggs right the middle, breaks the line of scrimmage out to the 10-yard line, down at the 11. So a good pickup on first down and gets us out of a little bit of trouble as we were backed up to the 4.
Four.
So a pickup of about 7 on the carry. They're going to give him 8, so it'll be second down, second and 2.
That run's a good example why coaches want you to run where it's blocked. We had a great angle. We could see that there was not anything there, and just a crease opened, and he busted for 8 yards.
Second down, second and 2. Looking for running room again is Scruggs. This time he had 2 blockers in front of him, and then he went back to the inside.
Yeah. Got spun down and no gain this time.
Well, that's one hand tackle too. You know, you don't want to get tackled by somebody grabbing your jersey and spinning you down with one hand. If he had broken that one tackle, he had enough for the first down.
So that'll bring up third down, third and 2. Hunt brings them to the line, shotgun formation, 2 receivers right and left. Scruggs stands to his left. Here's a snap. This time Hunt's going to keep it as running room at the 15. He's at the 20, sidesteps there, down to about the 24. That'll be enough for Hardin County make first and 10 Tigers on a good run there by Rivers Hunt.
We hadn't seen that. That was basically a bootleg.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a bootleg out of the shotgun.
Kind of a counter bootleg.
Yeah, and he – normally, when you see him make that read, you know, he runs between the tackles. But on that, it was designed. They blocked the edge, and that's a good play.
Williams goes out. Pickett in. Weatherspoon, they'll be spread to the right. Lambert and Wolf spread to the left. Scruggs still in at tailback. Stands to Hunt's left. 3-man front for the Cardinals. Here's a handoff. Scruggs trying to get outside, and this time nothing there.
He just ran right over his blocker.
Yeah, he ran right over the top of Weatherspoon.
Yeah.
If he'd cut it back,
yeah,
he had wide open spaces. So he picked up maybe a half yard. They'll give him 1. It'll be second down, second and 9 for the Tigers.
I was wondering if he was going to go wide or make the cut, and he didn't do either.
He didn't do either one of them.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Hunt sends Scruggs to his right now. 3-man front for the Cardinals. Here's a snap. Hunt is going to keep it. He's met and dropped at about the 26-yard line, so it'll bring up a third down, third and about 7.
Good tackling. You got to give Adamsville credit. They made a lot of one-on-one tackles, and we don't want to see a lot of that. We want to see them being able to break those tackles at the line of scrimmage. And so far, you know, we've seen about 4 or 5 individual tackles made by Adamsville, so they're a good tackling team so far.
So 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Tigers have it third down, third and 7 at their own 26. Here's a snap. Quick throw out to the right. Complete to Lambert. Going up the sideline. Hurdles a tackler there at the 30. Goes across the 35. Close to the 40. That'll be a Hardin County Bank first and 10 Tigers. And good run there by Lambert.
Let's don't say hurdle.
Yeah, don't say hurdle in front of the supervisor.
Yeah, officials over here.
Well, he can't make the call up here.
I think it was just a big step. Is all it was.
Well, there's a difference in hurdling and jumping over somebody.
Well, in last week's game, we actually had that call for us in the north side game and
saved a touchdown.
But we never got a signal from the head official. And to be honest, I don't know if I could give it to you either right now.
First down, first and 10. Two receivers right and left. Here's a snap. Quick throw again out here to Weatherspoon. Going down the sideline. He's at the 45. He's at the 50. Ducks under a tackler and runs out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to mark him just shy of the first down marker. They'll give him about 9 on the pass and catch. So it'll bring up second down, 2nd and 1 from our own 47.
Good job by Rivers Hunt getting the ball out of his hand. There's no wasted motion. He's getting it out there in a hurry. Coaches have seen that their corners are playing at about 8 yards off, so I imagine we're going to keep attacking that as long as they do stay.
Second down, 2nd and 1. Here's a snap. Handoff Scruggs right up the middle, has the first down. He goes across the 50-yard line inside Cardinal territory to about the 47, so it'll be a Hardin County Bank 1st and 10 Tigers on the run by Scruggs.
That's the first run that I've seen. I thought our line of scrimmage really did dominate and play. I mean, he was 2 yards downfield before any contact was made. Good job on their part. I noticed that they're rotating their nose guard. 55 and 73 are rotating in and out just about every play.
The Tigers started this drive at their own 4. Here's a snap. Hunt drops back looking to throw. He's got a man down the seam. That's Williams. He catches at the 10-5 touchdown. Hardin County.
Boy,
get him in stride.
That's a beautiful throw right there. Eli Williams was about 2 steps behind his defender, and I mean he caught it right in stride and took it into the end zone. Great throw, Rivers Hunt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was not too high. It was not too flat. He just had the perfect trajectory.
Yeah.
I mean, and now we know why their corners were playing as deep as they were and kind of what opened up the little slip screens that we were running successfully there. They're not wanting to get beat deep, and they did.
Well, we pounded it and pounded it and pounded it, and then finally he threw the long pass to the wide receiver.
Martinez in the kick, Hunt to hold. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:01 to go here in the first quarter. Our score, Hardin County 7, Adamsville 0. We'll be back right after this timeout. To the 5-yard line. They get it there at the 15, 20, 25, down to about the 27.
A little better coverage this time as far as the Tigers are concerned. It was a good high kick. Tigers defenders had time to get down the field and cover it.
That's Austin on the carry.
I imagine in high school if you don't have just a guy that can kick it into the end zone every time, holding them inside the 30s is a pretty positive stat.
I'll take it every time.
Yeah, I would too.
Tigers come out with the same defenders.
So Meisenheimer brings them to the line. 3 receivers now to his left, 1 here to the near side. They're going from the north to the south. Shotgun formation, 4-man front Tigers. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer up the middle. He's hit there by Tanley, gets off him. Then he's met by a whole host of Tigers.
Yeah, but still, good run. Good hard run by the quarterback. He was hit with about a 2-yard gain, and then he kept moving and picked up 3 or 4 more yards. So it'll be a gain of about 6, so it'll be 2nd down, 2nd and 4. Townley made initial contact. Good job there, but he couldn't bring him down.
Yards after contact.
Yep.
So Meisenheimer bring him to the line, 2nd down, 2nd and 4, after he picked up 6. Looks over the line of scrimmage, shotgun formation, 2 receivers right and left. Tailback to his right.
They move.
Looks like the right guard moved, so Tigers will pick up 5 there.
He didn't move much.
No, just enough.
This expert crew we have out here tonight, they weren't going to miss.
Kirk's helping them out.
They weren't going to miss that.
So against the Cardinals.
Although the umpire was the one who had to call it, should have been an end man with a flag on the ground there, Carlo.
Don't help, Kirk. Don't help.
2nd down, 2nd and 9 now for the Cardinals. 2 receivers right and left. 4-man front for the Tigers. Shotgun formation, Meisenheimer. Here gets the snap. Looking to throw. Pulls it down. Runs right into a defender. Sack.
Now, that looked like Northside's offense last week. Quarterback drops back. Doesn't really see anything he's wanting to do. I think probably had the intention to run early anyway. But we maintained that pocket and collapsed on him inside there. Last week, that quarterback was good enough to squirt out and make big yards out.
All right, that's the end of the first period. Hardin County, 7. Cardinals, 0. We'll be back right after this timeout. 7-0 our score as we move to the second quarter. Adamsville has the ball, 3rd down, 3rd and 11 at their own 27. Did we move or did they move? I think we moved.
We moved, Dan.
That's A.J. Murrell, defensive tackle. He's slapping himself in the helmet. He jumped early, so they'll get the five back there.
You know, the old saying, you don't move till the football moves. And the nose guard, which he was right over the center, you would think he would see that. But you're also closer to the quarterback. He's the one making that inflection in his voice to make you want to jump.
Third down, third and about a long six right now.
Meisenheimer brings him to the line. Two receivers right and left.
He snapped it over his, well.
I don't think they were.
They thought it was a punt.
I don't know what they thought. Illegal procedure. Now the five goes back against Adamsville.
So the center snapped it. Nobody was ready. Whistles blow. They
well,
moved it back.
Evidently, he snapped it before anybody moved. I mean, they moved before he snapped it, or it would have been a live ball.
Now we've got an official's timeout. He needs to tie his shoe.
Well, we would hate for him to go down.
Third down, third and 11. Ball at the 27. The Cardinals, Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Three receivers in a diamond formation to the right. Long receiver out here to the left. They're going from the south to the north. Meisenheimer
Green.
Back, looking, looking, throws over the middle of the field. It's going to be caught at the 45, right over the top of Munns. He didn't drop back far enough.
No.
They found the soft spot.
Tigers,
and big first down.
Tigers were in a cover two, and like you say, Munns didn't drop far enough into his zone, and Bumpus didn't. He wasn't far enough up, so good spot for the receiver. He made a diving catch, but first down for the Cardinals.
Well, the biggest problem was he just stood back there for five or six.
Yeah, they got to get some pressure on him.
Yeah, we got no pressure on him, man.
First down, first and 10, Cardinals. Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. Four-man front for the Tigers. Here's a snap. Dropping back under pressure. Slips. Now he gets out of it, trying to run. He's going to be knocked out of bounds as he goes inside the 50 to about the 49. A pickup of about six on the scramble by Meisenheimer. Tigers
Max,
were there, just couldn't get to him.
Max Short was zeroing in on him, but Max got a pulled hamstring, and he's playing on that, and I saw him kind of limp once or twice when he was after him, and that allowed him to get away.
Well, Corey Riley had a pretty good bull rush, and he thought the quarterback was going to go inside, so he moved inside, and then the quarterback, when he cut it out, our end had already committed inside.
Second down, second and four. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to be hit and dropped at about the 46-yard line, so he'll be about 2 yards, maybe three, long three, for the first.
Max Short making a tackle. I don't know. It's closer to two.
Yeah, probably looking at four. I don't know.
I can't say they're in four down territory.
No.
They're close to it.
Well,
though.
They punted at 48 a minute ago, so, I mean, they
want us to keep us deep in our own territory, that's for sure.
Defense needs to step up.
We need to stop right here.
Third down, third and two, ball at the Tiger 46. Here's a snap, Meisenheimer. This time he gives. He's going around the right side. He'll have enough for the first down. He's hit there by Williams.
Yep.
And they've got it marked right at the first down marker. Let's see if they give it to him.
Yep, they did.
So it is. It's first down Cardinals as they keep the drive going. With 10:35 to go here in the second quarter, Tigers up 7-0. Tigers scoring drive was five plays, 96 yards, a 47-yard strike from Hunt to Williams. And as always, that scoring drive was powered by Jones Motor Company. First down, first and 10. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer drops back, looking, throws over the middle of the field, got a man open, and then he pulled back, went right through his hands.
I know.
They're finding the soft spot.
Well, I mean, Bumpus back there is safety. He just can't let them keep throwing the ball in front of him. I mean, they're just running a combo with a slant route across the middle or a post across the middle, and our safety's just back there watching.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got to come up and do some business.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if he's feeling the effects from last week or what, but he's got to come up and do something.
Well, I mean, when you're back there at safety, you don't want anybody behind you like what happened to them, but he didn't have anybody going deep outside of him.
Second down, second and 10, two receivers right and left. Straight drop, looking to throw over the middle again. He throws up high. He's going to be hit, but enough for a first down. They're just sitting down in front of our safeties and getting 10, 12 yards at a pop.
Let's go, Coach Rendell. Get us something.
Well,
it'll be a first down, first and 10. That ball will be down.
A lot of it comes to pressure, too. I mean,
Well, they haven't said first down yet, so.
That quarterback needs to push, get pushed in that pocket.
Want to remind you, in the morning, Sports Talk live at 9:30 while we measure this one. They'll have to come all the way across the field. Me and Kirk will be there with Coach Matthew Smith. We'll talk about tonight's game. Well, they won't measure it. They'll go ahead and say it's first down. Also, for those trying to view, we're working on the string. There's some things out of your control.
John Whitley comes in the ball game from Alabama at linebacker. I'd rather see him at running back, but we need him where we need him.
First down, first and 10. Ball at the Tiger 33-yard line. Two receivers right and left now for the Cardinals. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer up the middle looking for running room, just driving the pile and driving tacklers as he goes across the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Riley Gooch and C.J. Munns, but still, like Steve said, he's driving the pile, picking up 4 yards a pop.
So we're bringing up second down, second and 6 for the Cardinals. Ball resting at the 29 of the Tigers. Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. One tailback stands to his left. Here's a snap. They pitch it to the man in motion. He's going to be knocked down at the line of scrimmage. That is Stackins on the carry.
Fans hollering face mask, but I believe he had him by the arm, to be honest with you.
It was an awkward-looking tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, he did get spun around. And it looked like a face mask from his reaction on the tackle, but those guys down there are closer to it than we are.
That'll bring up third down, third and 6 now for the Cardinals. They're inside Tiger territory at the 30.
This is four down territory, Kurt.
They'll send three receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Shotgun formation. Tigers getting lined up on defense. Here's a snap. Rolling to his left, still rolling. Now he fires, got a man open, hits him in the numbers as he was sliding down at the 15 and incomplete.
Out of the bust. And Kurt, they're just running flood route. They're running a deep route. They're running an out route, and they're running a fan. I mean, they're
– We didn't have anybody on him.
Well, if the ball was good, it would have been a – no, that would have been a – you would think a strong safety or linebacker would have had to run out there with him. Corner stayed with the short route, and –
That'll bring up fourth down and 6. Ball at the 30. Cardinals going for it inside Tiger territory. Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Three receivers left, one to the far side. Four-man front for the Tigers. Here's a snap. Rolling to his left.
Still looking.
Fires. This time it's intercepted and then knocked out of his hands.
Yep. I'm kind of glad because we'll get the ball further up the field. I don't know if he could have.
He didn't mean to.
Nope.
Eli had it. Was spun around, and it came out of his hands incomplete. So the Tigers will have it first and 10 at the Cardinals 30 as they turn it over on downs.
I'm telling you, though, when you see that golden egg coming in there and you're a safety and you've made the right play and you read it and you might get a jump on it, it's hard to just bat it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just instinct to catch it and take it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did the right thing. I got no doubts about it. You bat it, you go up in the air, bad things can happen.
So first down, first and 10 Tigers. Hunt brings them to the line. Two receivers to the left. Here's a handoff to Whitley trying to get outside. A little bit of running room. Then he cuts it back to the interior, and he's going to be knocked down. I believe he stayed outside. He had some running room, but picks up a couple on the carry, about 3. It'll be second down, second and 7. 7:49 to go here in the half. 7-0 our score. Tigers on top after a 47-yard touchdown pass from Hunt to Williams. Two receivers here to the near side, two to the far side. Here's a snap. Quick throw out here to Weatherspoon, going down the sideline, then he steps out of bounds.
Looks like about the 38-yard line, something like that. He'll be about 2 yards short of the first down.
Other than the long pass, I mean, Hardin County's had to earn what they got.
Maybe 3 yards short of the first down.
So that'll bring up a third down, third and about 3. It'll be a long 3. The ball out to the 37-and-a-half-yard line of the Tigers. Hunt sends Lambert and Wolf to his left, Weatherspoon and Pickett to his right. Whitley the tailback, 3-man front for the Cardinals. Here's a snap, handoff Whitley. No, Hunt keeps it. He's going to have the first down at the 40-yard line and then knocked down as he gets to the 42. That'll be a Hardin County make first and 10.
That was your play a while ago, Kirk.
Yeah, same thing. And the other thing, too, is, that, I mean, this is This is literally, other than the long pass, 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, they're playing that three-man front. Their linebackers are filling and making good tackles as far as the Tigers
are concerned. Well, and they're playing man. You would think we'd have some shots with them playing man out on the edges.
Now they send a receiver left, two here to the near side, shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Here's a handoff, Whitley. Looking for some running room. Just ducks his head at the 45 up to the 50-yard line. Goes inside Cardinal territory to the 49.
That was a mess, wasn't it, Rob?
It sure was.
I mean, yeah, you had their player and our players all just strung out from
sideline to sideline.
Yeah, I mean, it was just I don't think Wheatley knew where to get run. It was just like scramble drill.
Well, he finally figured it out for 9 yards.
Well,
second down, second and one. The ball at the Cardinals 49. Lambert spread out to the left. Weatherspoon and Pickett here to the right. Whitley the tailback. Here's a snap. This time they go inside on the slant.
Great
Lambert
catch by Grant Lambert.
At the 40-yard line. That'll be enough for Hardin County Bank. First and 10 Tigers.
That Lambert boy's got good genes.
Yep.
He's got a bloodline to catch that ball.
If his brother would just give him a little speed.
Well, and there was an example in man coverage. If you really got an accurate quarterback and he's on the same page with the receiver, those slants like that are going to be hard for them to stop.
This drive started at our own 30. The Tigers has worked it to the 40 of the Cardinals. First down, first and 10. Here's a snap. Whitley right up the middle. Makes a move. Now he's got some running room at the 35, inside the 30, down to the 25. That'll be another Hardin County make. First and 10 Tigers. Good step move. That's Scruggs.
Whitley.
Is it Whitley?
It's Whitley, yeah.
Made just a little stutter step right at the line of scrimmage, and off he went.
You know, they're just not. That's kind of natural. Not a lot of people can maintain their speed while they're making those cuts like that.
Well, first down, first and 10 now at the Cardinal 25. Hunt, shotgun formation, gives it to Whitley. Just lowers his head up the middle, has a little bit of running room, gets it to the 20, still fighting for yardage. And now the whistle blows as he moves it to about the 19-yard line with 5:10 to go here in the first half. Tigers up 7-0 after a touchdown pass from Hunt to Williams in the first quarter.
Man, that was a great run.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. Two guys at the point of attack, the line of scrimmage, he just lowered his head and just split them and then pulled another guy for 5 yards. That's a great five-yard run when there was nothing there.
Second down, second and five. Two receivers to the right, one to the far side. Here's a snap. Hunt this time is going to keep it. He's got wide open spaces at the 10. Cuts it back at the 9, inside the 5, down to the 4.
Well, Whitley had been carried it time and time again. He pulled it out right then. They didn't know where the ball was. I kind of did myself.
Well, and he's running it wide. We hadn't seen it, and it's not really – it's the weak side.
Yeah.
There's nobody really out there blocking
us. That's right.
It's just almost like a bootleg.
Tigers putting the power package in with Munns and Riley.
We are winning line of scrimmage on this series.
That's
another
Hardin County Bank first down. It'll be first and goal. From the 4, power package right. Here's a snap, handoff Whitley. He goes that way, fighting for yardage towards the goal line. Is he in? No signal yet.
The Tigers are signaling, but the officials not signaling.
Well,
now they did.
It'll be a touchdown. John Whitley, he goes in from 4 yards out, and the Tigers cap a 70-yard drive on 8 plays. Whitley goes in from 4 yards. And that drive was powered by Jones Motor Company in Savannah.
I guess that they couldn't see until they got the pile out of the way and saw Whitley was in the end zone.
Martinez in the kick. Now Adamsville jumps.
You kick it. We just bullied them down the field on that particular series. That pretty much kind of dominated.
So they'll do it again. Here's a snap. It's low. The kick is up, spinning toward the upright. Is it
good?
It's good. 4 minutes to go here in the half. Our new score, Hardin County 14, Adamsville nothing. We'll be back right after this timeout. All right, Martinez will kick it off for the Tigers. Tigers go up 14-0 here with 4 minutes to go. Martinez approaches the ball. It's short, end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken at the 20. Calls for a fair catch there around the 21. So that's where Adams will have it. First down, first and 10 at their own 21-yard line with 4 minutes to work with. Tigers need a good defensive stance here. Get that ball back, see if we can put a little pressure on them.
Doesn't show it on the scoreboard, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Tigers still have three timeouts left.
Kind of an interesting situation here, too. In these other games, it's almost like we got a little softer with a lead. I'm curious to see if they maintain this intensity.
Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's a snap. Looking to throw. Still looking. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Dumps it off to his safety valve. Makes a move at the 25 down to about the 30-yard line. Broke a tackle.
But it missed tackle over there is more what it was. Picked up about eight, but it was a missed tackle.
So it'll be second down, second and two for the Cardinals with 3:35 to go here in the half.
Hard tackle a guy out in space like that, though. Yeah. I mean,
second down, second and two. Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right to the left. Tailback is Johnson. He stands to his left. Here's a low snap. Johnson picks it up, and he's just going to have to eat it, but he gets enough for a first down. He squirts under
it's
a couple
close.
Of tackles.
It's close.
It was a bad snap. That was down low and a good heads-up play by Johnson.
Yeah, because it could have been disaster as far as that's concerned. They're looking it over to see. The official's in the way. Can't see. They gave him the first down.
So it'll be first down Adamsville with 3:07 to go.
We need a fumble or a pick here.
One thing we need to do is their first down production's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, They're in that 4, 5, 6, 7 yards on first down. Puts your defense with their heels on their heel.
First down, first and 10 at the 34. They're on 34.
There's the fumble. And I played back short.
Back short has it.
Yes, he does.
Meisenheimer stuck it in Johnson's belly, and then he pulled it out, and it went on the ground, and the Tigers get the first turnover.
And Max Short drove on it.
Max Short made it happen because
he was there.
He was there, and he just squatted. He didn't commit to the back. He didn't commit to the quarterback. He just squatted. And when he did, they kept riding. Then he tried to pull the ball out. When he pulled it out, it was fumble. Good play by him on both ends, before and after the fumble.
So the Tigers have it after the turnover with 2:44 to go. Here's a snap. Quick throw out here to Weatherspoon.
And he drops it.
Better get on it. And I'm telling you what, we got a couple players need to get their heads in the game.
And Weatherspoon's one of them.
That was close to a lateral, and they call it incomplete.
He was trying to run the ball before he caught it. It was open.
So they're being second down, second and 10 on the incomplete pass. Ball at the 29 of the Cardinals. This is a big series here. They can put one on the board. Hunt in the shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Hands off to Scruggs. Looking to get outside.
Don't stop.
Then he stops. Now he gets outside at the 25-yard line, but he stopped. He just kept going around the corner. Might have had a touchdown.
Picked up about six. Clock, I thought he went out of bounds, but evidently he didn't.
It'll be third down, third and five for the Tigers. Clock counting, 2 minutes to go here in the half. Tigers trying to add to a 14-zip lead. Two receivers right and left. Here's a snap. Hunt going to take it right up the middle. He's at the 20. He's at the 15, inside the 15, down to about the 14. That'll be enough for Hardin County Bank. First down.
Had the right play call. They brought a corner blitz and – they were a man short after he came on the blitz, and it opened up for him. Good call at the right time.
Hunt brings them to the line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's a snap. Hands it to Scruggs. Looking for running room, trying to bounce it outside. This time he's going to be stuffed.
Call a timeout. There we go. Tigers call timeout. That's their first one with 1:26 to go. Now the clock's still ticking. ticked off about 3 seconds.
All right, the Tigers take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll tell you your score with 1:24 to go ahead in the first half. 14-0, Hardin County on top. We'll be back right after this. Second down and 12. Here's a snap. Quick throw out to Williams. He drops it as they tried to run a little screen, and it didn't work.
It'll be fourth down now.
We had to bring up a fourth down for the Tigers.
Man, he had a bunch of yards.
Yep.
Yeah, he may have scored. And the throw was a little low, and they read it, and they came hard. But Williams knew he was coming, so he broke up field trying to catch the ball and run at the same time. And, man, if he could just held on to it, I know he would have had a first down inside the 5-yard line.
Third down.
No, it's fourth down.
Is it fourth?
No, it's third. I'm sorry.
Down, third and 12, ball at the 16 of the Cardinals. Here's a snap. Hunt looking to throw. Lets it go. Throws into the end zone. It's going to be off the hands of Weatherspoon. But I think it was out of play anyway. I can't tell. They got a couple of lines down there.
Yeah, he looked like he was out. We're going to try a field goal with Martinez.
So Martinez will come out, and it should be about a 33-yarder. He'll set it up right in the middle of the field. Hunt will hold. It'll be a 33-yard attempt to try to push the lead to 17-0. Here's the snap. It's down. Here's the kick. There's a whistle. The kick. I can't tell if it had been
tickle,
good or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they're giving a good – well, he may be holding his hand up for the ball.
What, illegal substitution?
No.
I believe it is. Yeah.
Something declined.
If kick was good.
Offside. Declined. The kick was good.
Okay.
Yeah, there
right.
We go.
Martinez makes it from 33, and they decline the penalty. The Tigers do, and they go up 17-0. We'll take a quick timeout. We're under a minute to go here in the half. Hardin County on top, 17-0. We'll be back right after this. Well, we had to take the points off. They took the penalty, moved it closer, but I don't know if we had to take it.
It was a dead ball penalty.
Or what? They took the points off. Here's a snap. It's down. The kick is up. And this time the kick is good again. So, this time it's official. Hardin County, 17.
Man, they took a 33-yarder away from him, made him kick a 28-yarder.
So, Martinez gets set. And we'll kick it away. Here's a short end-over-end kick. They call for a fair catch, and they'll take it at the 26-yard line. That's the Cardinals. So they'll have it first down, first and 10, with 54 seconds to work with here in the first half.
Kirk, you know, you were talking about inside the 30 on a kick return. Those two pooch kicks, they're definitely inside the 30.
Yeah, I don't know why, you know. I understand why you want them to call a fair catch so you can't get a hit and all that stuff. But if it's not a real high pooch kick like that and everybody's 10 yards away from you, you ought to have some discretion there to be able to take it and run.
Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. One tailback back with him. Four-man front for the Tigers. Here's a snap. This time they give it to the running back looking for running room at the 30. Turns it up. He's going to be knocked down there as he goes across the 35 to about the 37. Tiger was looking for pass, and they hand it off. And that's Tucker on the carry.
Good play by Malabana. He strung it out.
Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't make the play, but Tigers need to get in defense.
Bunting on the carry for the first down. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer looking. Now he goes. He's at the 40, 45, 50, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Real good
by
play.
Who is
Glenn Siren. Siren had a great play. They tried to block him. He made the quarterback make the move to go outside. He came off his block. But I think that's really their passing game more than anything else.
Yeah.
Quarterback sits back there and lets everything kind of clear out, and then he just picks it and runs.
So 22 seconds to go. Now the Cardinals in Tiger territory.
They've got all three, maybe two timeouts left.
Meisenheimer brings them to the line, sends three receivers to the left, the right. Here's a snap, straight drop, looking. Got pressure, fixing to be sacked, and he goes down.
That's Riley Gooch. Good job, Gooch. He He used that superior strength to pull him down. He almost broke away from him.
Yeah, and that's one-on-one in backfield. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's one guy doing his job. And, you know, you would think, as an Adamsville fan, you'd want that quarterback to get away from a defensive lineman. But Gooch is, he's had moments like that where he can really play.
In that Lewisburg game now, he dominates the line.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Adamsville called the timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. We'll be back right after this. Adamsville, Tennessee, you're listening to Tiger Football 93.5 FM, WKWX. 15 seconds to go, second down, second and 14. The ball back at the 49 after the sack by Gooch. Here's Meisenheimer. This time under pressure again. He pulls it down close to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be knocked down by
Townley. Yep.
Just didn't have anywhere to go. And Meisenheimer is sacked. I thought they were going to let the clock roll down, but this time they call their final timeout with 3 seconds to go. So we'll keep it right here.
How do you know how many timeouts they have?
I don't know. That's why I said that a while ago.
Well, they called.
I think this
is their third.
This is either their last one or their second one. I can't tell which.
But
it's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Yes.
But a huge crowd over here tonight, both Hardin County and Adamsville. A lot of gold shirts. The supporting Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. That's in September. And we'll tell you more about that coming up when we go home in a couple of weeks. It'll be a big night for Hardin County High School with the Go-Go.
This will be it if we get them down inbound.
Third down, third and 13. Straight drop under pressure. Now he gets out of it. He's flushed. Takes off running. Still on his feet at the 40. Makes a move at the 35. He's at the 30. Then he's going to be knocked down at the 25, and that'll do it for the first half. We'll tell you after one half of play, Hardin County 17, Adamsville zip. All right, Adamsville will kick it off to the Tigers.
Deep, John Whitley, number 28, and number 4, Corinne Siner. Do you try something squirrely here if you're Adamsville and do an onside kick, see if you can get some momentum going?
I doubt it. They wouldn't want to give us field position.
Here's a wobbly kick, and it's going to go out of bounds as it hits about the 15-yard line.
So we'll get her on the 35.
So the Tigers will have good field position to start here in the third quarter. First down, first and 10 at their own 35. They lead it 17-0 as we just get going here in the third quarter. A great night for football. A little rain around the area earlier this afternoon. Not much, but came pretty good shower across the levee and in Savannah. Didn't last long, though.
No, all it did was make it hotter.
Yeah, exactly. So the Tigers will have it. Hunt, the quarterback, receiver right, receiver left. Wheatley will start at tailback. They give it to him right at the middle, has running right at the 40. 45, 50, and roll down close to the 45, and that'll be a quick Hardin County Bank, first and 10 on the first play here in the third.
That's a pretty good way to start off right there. Everybody looked like they were in slow motion except Whitley.
So it'll be first down, first and 10 Tigers. The ball spotted at the 45 of the Cardinals.
Good job by the Tiger offensive line opening a big hole in there for Whitley.
Two receivers left, one here to the near side. Whitley right behind Hunt. Here's a snap. They're going to give it to him again. This time trying the left side. He plunges close to the 40-yard line. Pick up about 5 on the carry. So it'll be second down, second and 5 for the Tigers as they move it to the 40-yard line of the Cardinals.
I mean, they've got 7 in the box. I mean, we're just making it happen against numbers. You know, they keep rotating in defensive tackles, nose guards, that type of thing Adamsville does. And Tigers seem to be handling so far on the line of scrimmage everybody without a problem.
Hunt sends Weatherspoon, Pickett to his right. Williams to the left. Now looking toward Williams to the left, he delivers the ball at the 30-yard line. Good sliding grab on the out route. And that's another Hardin County Bank first and 10 Tigers on the throw from Hunt to Williams.
Good job by Eli. I thought he was going deep. When Rivers dropped back, I thought, well, here we go. This is the pass play again. But Eli cut it off and made a good sliding catch. Rivers threw it where nobody could catch it but Eli.
First down, first and 10. Tigers have it at the Cardinals 30. Here's a snap. Hand off Whitley, right side. Has some running room at the 25, and he's going to be driven to the ground. But he goes inside the 25, down to about the 22, maybe 23-yard line. A pickup of about 7 on the carry. Second down, second and 3.
Good tackle by the safety, one-on-one. Good form tackle. Shoulder down in his gut. Picked him up off the ground.
Now they go two receivers left, one here to the near side. Whitley still in behind Hunt. Here's a snap. Trying the left side, trying to get outside. He does. That's Wheatley going down the sideline, tippy toes inside the 15 for another Hardin County Bank first and 10.
Good job out there by Weatherspoon as far as blocking in his wide receiver position. You know, you can very easily get a hold out there, but the official was looking right at him, but he did a good job in giving John room to run.
Good block on the edge, not the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who that was.
That was Weatherspoon.
They'll spot it at the 14-yard line of the Cardinals. First down, first and 10. Here's a snap. Whitley again, right side. Has some running room at the 10. He's at the 5. Dives toward the goal line.
Touchdown.
Hardin County as Whitley just dives from the 2 and ends up in the end zone, and the Tigers open up the third quarter with a score. It's 23-0, awaiting the extra point.
Man, that's textbook.
Yeah. I mean, they just took the ball on the 35-yard line and just drove it. One pass play to Eli Williams. The rest of it were running plays. Good blocking by the offensive line, opening big holes for John Whitley.
Here's a snap, and the kick is up by Martinez, and the kick is good. 10:01 to go here in the third. Our new score, Hardin County, 24. Adamsville, zip. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Hurts.
Martinez will kick it off for the Tigers.
Same play.
Yeah. This time they'll try to return it. He picks it up at 30, makes a move in the middle of the field to the 40-yard line. So Adamsville will have good field position to start their first drive here in the third, trailing 24-0 from their own 40-yard line. That play, or that scoring drive, powered by Jones Motor Company in Savannah, was 6 plays, 65 yards, capped off by a 14-yard touchdown run by John Whitley. Extra point good, and it pushes the Tigers' lead to 24.
Yeah, they came out of halftime with a lot of intensity.
Let's see if the defense does the same thing. We need them to do that same thing right now.
Two receivers right and left. Here's a snap. Straight drop, looking under pressure, lets it go down the middle of the field. This time, Bumpus breaks on it, intercepted at the 40-yard line. Excuse me, Siner.
Yep.
And it'll be a turnover on the first play. And that time, Meisenheimer,
he just
kinda threw into trouble.
Yeah, he just kind of looped it up there, and Siner broke on the ball. And, I mean, he and the receiver kind of juggled it around there for a minute, and then he came down with it.
Well, you got your answer. I mean, that's the best rush we put on the quarterback in the game.
Yep.
And he had to throw off his back foot, going to his left, and just couldn't put anything on it. Great play by Siner.
So the Tigers will start this drive at their own 46-yard line after the interception. Hunt in the shotgun. Here's a snap. Hand off to Scruggs. Trying the left side. Has running room. Cross the 50 to about the 47-yard line. Good pickup there by Trey Scruggs. Just going off that left side of the offensive line. Pickup of about 6. Well, they're giving 7. It'll be second down, second and 3 at the 47 of the Cardinals. And now the offensive line, well, both lines of scrimmage seem like they're starting to dominate a little bit.
Well, you got a good view of the game from up here at this press box.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see so much happening, and not like Scruggs on that play when we're home. I mean, he was running with his head not 2.5 feet off the ground. I mean, he just didn't give me anything to tackle. Ran hard, ran low.
Got a timeout, and they make a player go off. I don't know if he had blood on him.
Yeah.
I guess second down, second and 3 at the 47 of the Cardinals. Here's a snap. Scruggs right up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 45, and then he moves down to about 42. That may be enough for a first down.
There are chains already moved.
Well, they want to move, don't they?
Yeah. I like what Scruggs right now. He's not trying to dance.
Ain't no dancing,
dude. That's just power run, and he's needed that. I mean, that's good to see out of him. He's not trying to dance or bounce. He's just lowering his head and giving it to him.
That's Hardin County Bank, first and 10 Tigers. They'll have it at the 42 of the Cardinals, 9:01 to go here in the third. They lead it 24-0 and driving. Here's a snap to Hunt. Now he looks left, goes right. Lambert had to step down the sideline and overshoots him. Yeah, he looked a little early on that one, seemed like, and actually stopped his route a little bit around the 10.
I don't know if he got knocked out of bounds or what happened to him, but he didn't finish his route.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought he was going to be a back shoulder throw or what, but anyway, it falls incomplete. Brings up second down, second and 10. The ball still at the Cardinal 42-yard line. The clock stops at 8:50 here in the third. Hunt in the shotgun formation. Scruggs behind him, two receivers left, one on the right. Here's Scruggs up the middle. Pires his way across the 40-yard line.
Out of way to run at
39.
Football.
And now we got a flag.
Somebody mailed something that they didn't like. Personal fouls.
Personal foul on
Slayton, number 75. I've seen him. He's been talking back and forth a little bit and with the Adamsville players, and they threw a flag on him right then. Need to keep your mouth shut, son. Play football.
Well, personal foul wouldn't be mounting. That'd be unsportsmanlike.
Well, whatever.
I don't know what they're calling it, but they're calling it a personal foul like he did something dirty.
Well, that marches it back inside the 50 to the 46-yard line, where it'll be second down.
He keeps saying me.
Second down and about, 22 yards for the Tigers.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Hunt sends two receivers left, two to the right. Scruggs in at tailback, three-man front for the Cardinals. Hunt awaits the snap. Here it is, straight drop. Looking, has time. Now lets it fly down the sideline. Caught by
Carson Pickett
at the 20. He goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Hardin County. Threw it right in his hands as he was streaking down the sideline around the 20-yard line, and the defender had fell down, and Carson just walks in.
I think Rivers threw it as far as he could throw it. And Pickett's got good speed, and he had outrun the defender, and
defensive back actually turned around and he thought he had gone far enough, and as the ball got there, it was just over. He started losing his balance, and the ball hit Pickett. That's two big plays Pickett's made.
Have a flag on the extra point attempt.
Maybe an offside again.
Maybe.
That's where it comes from. Yeah.
It is offside.
They're trying to jump the snap count on these extra points, and they've been caught two or three times, jumping the snap. Yeah, defense back made a cardinal sin there. He led him behind him, and he slowed up thinking that he was deep enough.
Yep, and he wasn't.
No, he needed another 2 yards.
I'm glad to see Pickett get a ball like that. He's worked hard, and
he made that big catch in the jamboree.
Yep.
Here's a snap. The kick is up, end over end toward the uprights, and it's good. 8:27 to go. Tigers take a commanding lead here in the third. 31-0 our score. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for the ultimate mowing machine? Then check out the heavy-duty commercial mowing machine by Skag Power Equipment. Just visit Pickwick Saw Shop at 1645 Wayne Road, Savannah, or call 727-8026 and visit their website at pickwicksawshop.com.
Are you looking for a subcompact tractor with massive working potential? That's Kubota's BX80 series. Take home a dependable BX80 now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months.
Your Kubota dealer is First Choice Farm and Lawn, 9095 Highway 128 South Savannah.
Elite Sports Academy and Fitness welcomes Vol fans. At Elite, they're excited to support Vol football and Latrell Bumpus on his journey in SEC football. Elite Sports Academy and Fitness, 435 East Main Street, Savannah.
60-yard, five plays, 60-yard touchdown pass from Hunt to Carson Pickett, and the extra point good by Martinez, and the Tigers lead it 31-0 with 8:27 to go, still left in the third. Martinez will approach the football in a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken at the 25. I think he called a fair catch. No, he ran.
He ran. That was Noah Strickland that made the tackle.
he called a fair catch, took off running, and then got tackled, and then complained about getting tackled.
What's flagging?
Well, he could have called him to lay a game, but really.
Well, they did last week. We had that same scenario.
But
last
now
week.
The other thing that last week the guy had run all the way around across the field. Yeah. You know that.
And now he's throwing it up.
No, it is a flag now.
It's the lay a game.
Smith went down the sidelines to talk to the official.
Yeah, illegal touch.
Yeah.
So that'll move them back five more.
Now Coach Gray's talking to this official over here to no avail.
Yeah. Well, he did take off, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So it'll be first down, first and 10 from the Cardinals 17. They'll have it trailing 31 zip. Two receivers right and left. Four-man front for the Tigers. Eisenhower in the shotgun formation. Here comes a man in motion. Here's a snap. They fake it to him. Goes up the middle. He's going to be hit. Still on his feet at the 25. Down to about the 26. Good strong run there by Eisenhower. He's had a couple of good runs here in this game.
Well, I mean, that's Merle making the tackle. But he made the tackle downfield, 8 yards downfield. So, I mean, that.
Well, we got a timeout on the field. We got a Tiger down. I can't tell who that is laying down on his back across the far away. I can't tell who it is. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back after this. Well.
This broadcast is being brought to you in part by Roach Sawmill and Lumber Company. For any of your wood needs, call 731-925-7351 or go by 10300 Highway 64 East in Savannah. Roach Sawmill and Lumber Company.
At Robertson's Family Dentistry, get routine cleanings, emergency services, crowns, dentures, and implants. Restore your smile at Robertson's Family Dentistry, 720 East Main in Addisville. For an appointment, call 731-632-4754.
Praxis is a leading manufacturer of acrylic and fiberglass bathtubs and shower units for residential, designer showroom, and commercial markets. They are committed to providing the highest quality of products and service possible. Praxis is a proud sponsor of Hardin County Sports.
When you need medical care, the Hardin Medical Center is ready to assist you with the quality care that you deserve. Quality care right here at home, the Hardin Medical Center.
All right, back in Adamsville, Tennessee, the injured player was Malik Bannon. He goes off the field under his own power. Second down, second and one, Cardinals. Here's a snap. Eisenhower hands it off. This time right up the middle, has running room at the 30, 35, 40, and then knocked down at the 42-yard line. That is Bunton, the tailback.
Now, Eli Williams, here comes the cramp.
Yeah, Eli is cramping up. He's going to go out, and also Bunton is going to go out. Stackins will come into the game, and also, well, Stackins will come in at running back. First down, first and 10, the ball at the 42 of the Cardinals, two receivers right and left, four-man front for the Tigers. Eisenhower surveys the field. Here's a snap. He hands it off to Stackins. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and then driven backwards.
Now Murrell will have to go out one play. He lost his headgear.
Down to about the 42-yard line, a pickup of maybe one, a long one on the carry. Second down, second and nine.
Freshman Seth Garner.
Oh, yeah. Freshman made a good play there.
Number 23, Seth Garner's in the ball game.
Riley goes out, and Davis comes in now. He looks like he's cramping up a little bit.
This weather, I mean, we talked about it at halftime. It's, you know, really, it's hot and humid out there.
Second down, second and nine. Two receivers right and left. Stacking the tailback beside Eisenhower. Here's a snap. This time he's going to quick throw over the middle. It's complete, and then he's knocked down as he goes across the 50-yard line, close to another first down at the 47 of the Tigers.
Here comes Big Miro back in the ballgame. He just had to stay out one play.
It is a first down, first and 10 Cardinals with 6:13 to work with here in the third quarter. They trade at 31-0.
We all needed IVs at halftime.
Yeah.
Up here in this press box.
Eisenhower brings them to the line, two receivers right and left. Here's a snap, straight drop. Looking to throw over the middle. It's complete and then dropped. He had it right in between two Tigers. That's Munns and Siner on the coverage. But as he would tried to bring it down, just dropped it at the 40-yard line. That'll bring up second down, second and 10. Clock stops with 5:51 to go here in the third. Eisenhower looks over toward, he's over here on the sideline now, trying to figure out what they want to call. Williams is back in the game now.
Ineligible downfield.
I didn't even see the flag. So a penalty on the Cardinals moves it back five, moves it back inside their territory to the 48. So first down, first and 15 now. Ball resting at the Cardinals' 48-yard line. as Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. Four-man front for the Tigers in a 4-3. Now man in motion back in front of Meisenheimer. They fake the pitch over the middle. He's wide open, catches it. That's Stackins still on his feet, takes a couple of shots. He goes across the 35, somebody, down about 32.
Somebody missed coverage there. He was too wide open.
Linebacker came up, you know, his play action. Linebacker came up instead of dropping.
So a good throw there by Meisenheimer to Stackins. And the Cardinals have it first and 10 at their Tigers' 32-yard line. Approaching 5 minutes to go here in the third. Meisenheimer lines them up. Four-man front for the Tigers. Here's a snap. Straight drop. Looking right. Now he pulls it down. Takes off at the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 25. Still on his feet at the 15. And he's going to be knocked down at about the 13-yard line. What'll be first down? First and 10, Adamsville, on the run by Meisenheimer.
Adams has got something going now as far as drive is concerned. Kirk's right, though. You know, we need to put some pressure on him as far as when he drops back is concerned. At least,
He loosens your linebackers up because they're throwing over the linebacker's head in those zones. The linebackers have to start breaking back, and then that just clears out more room for him to run.
Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. Been the same formation all the way down the field. Here's a snap. Looking to throw. Now he's under pressure. He's going to be hit. Yeah, by Davis, that's grounded.
Isn't that intentional grounded? Yeah. There it goes. There's another one.
He got hit by Bryce Short, and then Davis wrapped him up and drove him back to the 25, and then Meisenheimer just threw it away.
Drove him back.
Well, I mean, in reality, they ought have just called him down. I mean, he was being tackled, and they could have called him down, and progress had stopped. He was being driven backwards.
That's a loss of down, too, isn't it?
Yeah. They didn't really actually need to call that.
So, intentional grounding on the quarterback for the Cardinals, and then they'll move it back to the 30-yard line. So they had it at the 13. That's a big penalty back to the 30, a loss of down. So it'll be second down.
I mean, that was a jailbreak.
Yeah.
Our front four just looked like they were unblocked. And first two, I thought we were going to tackle them, and the third one did.
Talking about pressure, they got it.
Yeah.
Second down, second and 25 now for the Cardinals. Two receivers right and left. Bunton back in at tailback. Here's a snap, straight drop. Here comes a little pressure. They throw it up for grabs, and it's going to be incomplete.
Oh.
And now here's going to be a penalty called on Bumpus, I think. He had a little bit of his jersey holding on to him. Not much, but.
Well, what's bad is the receiver never knew where the ball was.
No, they never knew where they threw it behind them, both.
Yeah, it's definitely uncatchable. I don't know in high school if they call it an uncatchable ball or not.
But. Well, it's not an automatic first down. It's a 15-yard penalty. Isn't that what you said the last time?
That'll get them back to about the original line of scrimmage.
Well, it's better than last night's game. Between the Eagles and the Falcons, 33 penalties in that game last night. So it's a 15-yard penalty. The ball will be spotted at the 15, where it'll be second down, second and about 12. So Meisenheimer brings them to the line, second down, second at 12 at the Tigers' 15. Here comes a man in motion. Here's a snap. Rolling to his right is Meisenheimer, under pressure, still rolling. Now he gets sacked.
Good job, Max Short.
By Max Short.
And that was a good tackle. That was.
He ran out of real estate. Short grabbed him and body slammed him out of bounds. That'll bring up third down. He loses about six on the sack.
Man, this would be fun to be playing in this game right now if you were a defensive lineman. Cause you can pin them ears back and –
Yeah.
Come hard.
Yeah.
Let's meet at the quarterback.
Yep.
Steve used to love to rush the quarterback.
Yeah. From his defensive back position.
Deep safety.
Deep safety and come hard. Third down. Third and about 15 from the 19. Meisenheimer looking. Throws over the middle. It's complete.
Oh, he's
And right. He's going to be knocked down at about the five, not enough for a first down, but a good throw and catch.
Eli,
and
that was friendly fire.
Yeah, Tigers.
Malibanan.
Yeah, Malibanan's had
he got the worst end of that.
He's had a hard night.
So that'll bring up fourth down, fourth and four. They'll go for it here. They're sending in Dexter Worley in the game, and out comes Howard.
You know, if Eli, as hard as he comes, he hits you. I mean, he's going to hit you. Yeah. But he's also whiffed on about three. He whiffed in and hit Malabama.
Yeah. Malabama goes out of the game on this fourth down play. Fourth down, fourth and three from the Tigers' six.
Now timeout. Timeout.
Well, I don't know. We've got a discussion between the
Coach Smith,
the referee, and the line judge over there.
There's a reflection on these windows. It's hard to.
Well, they're looking over here toward the sideline. I don't really know what they're looking at. Now they're going to come talk to Coach Gray.
Is it the clock? They're looking up here at the clock now.
Yeah, that's what it is, clock issue. I'm not sure, too. Yeah, 321.
That ain't what Coach Smith wants, I can tell you that.
So they put 321 on the clock. Fourth down, fourth and three, and now
Coach Smith does want a timeout.
Yeah, finally, Coach Smith down there. He asked for a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. 3:17 to go here in the third. 31-0 our score. Hardin County on top. We'll be back right after this timeout. And three for the Cardinals. 3:17 to go here in the third. Tigers lead it 31-0.
I'm going to guess Weisenheimer will carry the ball.
Weisenheimer in the shotgun formation. Here's a snap, high snap, looking over the middle. He's going to be sacked. Riley Gooch at the 20-yard line. He never had a chance. He tried to get a quick hitter, but good coverage. And then Riley Gooch got him and then drove him to the turf and turned it over on downs.
I am Gooch.
So it'll be first down, first and 10 Tigers at their 19-yard line with 3:06 to go here in the third.
Let's put another on them.
Hunt in the shotgun formation. He sends Weatherspoon and Pickett to his left. Lambert here to the near side. They're going from the north to the south. They didn't get lined up. Now here's a quick throw out to Weatherspoon at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Know exactly what he was doing, skipping down the sideline.
Like he was skipping.
But it's a Hardin County Bank first down.
Skipping to the loo. That's an old Peyton Manning quick snap.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't get lined up. They were just looking around. And,
well, you know, there's a new rule now about that 40-second rule.
Yeah.
And you don't have as much time. Like, that would have been a minute between downs, you know, on a change of possession.
First down, first and 10 at the 45. Here's a snap to Hunt. Hand off Whitley. Cuts it to the middle of the field at midfield. Spins off a tackle at the 50, inside the 50 to about the 48-yard line. Pickup of about eight on the carry by Whitley.
Picking his way through a host of defenders.
So second down, second and two. The ball at the 47 of the Cardinals. 2:23 to go here in the third. Here's a snap. Handoff. No, this time Hunt keeps it, has running room at the 45-40, turns it down the sideline at the 35-30, inside the 25 to the 20, and another Hardin County Bank first down Tigers as Hunt faked it to Whitley in the middle, kept it on the end around, and went down the sideline for a big gain and a first down.
And he finished the run.
Yeah, he finished the run.
You just don't see a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, I've watched, you know, we've had receivers who danced out of bounds.
Yeah.
And our quarterback, he just delivered a lick and drove the defender in the ground.
First down, first and 10 at the Cardinals 24. Here's a snap, handoff Scruggs, just right behind his guard, still on his feet at the 20-yard line, pushes him back as he got to the 15, but he just went right behind the right guard and picked up about eight on the carry. It'll be second down, second and two, and the offensive line now is just pushing their way around.
Yeah, they got to feel good about their game tonight. They pretty much handled everything up front tonight.
Second down, second and two. Scruggs goes for eight. The ball at the 24 of the Cardinals. 1:38 to go here in the third. Hunt in the shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Scruggs gets the ball. Still on his feet at the 15. Dives forward to about the 10. That'll be enough for Hardin County Bank. First down.
I'll tell you one thing we need to mention I thought about earlier in the game. You know, we're backed up early inside the five twice. One good thing about having a senior center who is stout for all, yeah, just chest high, perfect.
Tyler Hardin, he's been there a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
First down, first and goal from the 10. Receiver left, two to the left, one to the right. Here's Scruggs, goes over the pile, and he's going to be knocked down. He gets back probably to about the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up about a yard. So it'll be second and goal from the 9. Clock inside a minute and counting here in the third. Tigers in control. They have been since midway through the second quarter. They lead it 31-0. And looking for more as we approach the end of the third quarter, they'll have to snap it one more time. Second down, second and 9. For a touchdown, here's a snap. Scruggs still on his feet at the 5, still driving at the 2, reaching for the end zone. Did he get it? They're going to say he was
Wolf
short. Everybody hollering touchdown at the line of scrimmage. I mean, at the goal line, except the official. So they'll mark it down at about the 1. Hunt looking for a play. That'll do it for the third quarter, I guess. They won't snap it again. No need to right now. We'll tell you your score at the end of 3, Hardin County 31. Adams with nothing. We'll be back right after this timeout. All right, back at Adamsville, Tennessee, as we move to the fourth quarter, we appreciate everyone tuning in to tonight's game and all of our sponsors and listeners for Hardin County football. As the Tigers trying to punch it in here, third and goal from the 1. Hunt in the shotgun formation, power set. Here's Scruggs right up the middle. Touchdown, I think. They made the sign.
Well,
yeah.
No.
They drove him all the way back. Now, what are they doing?
I don't know.
They're going to say he was stopped. Well, he's got his foot right on the line.
Yeah.
Better bring up fourth down, fourth and goal. Tigers will go for it.
You know, it's one of the mechanics that's different now. It's official stand on the sideline on close goal line play. And we always used to just move right up there to where we could definitely see and call it in a hurry.
So fourth down, fourth and goal from the 1. Here's a snap. Scruggs again. This time he runs in.
He's all the way to the concession stand this time.
Touchdown, Hardin County, and here comes a flag because Trey spiked the football. He'll learn.
He said he was sorry.
He'll learn. That makes the score 37-0.
That'll be assessed on the kickoff, I'm sure. You know, you used to could accept it. Now or the kick, you had an option. I don't know that it's an option now. Well, now they're sending the kicker out of the game.
What? Cool.
Been a lot of conferences tonight. I hope these officials get graded like they have officially.
Well, they do. Now they're bringing them back
on. Now they're bringing them back on. They had their own ball. You're going to go get that kick it ball. Evidently, they declined the penalty on the extra point.
Martinez in. Here's the snaps down. The kick is spinning toward the upright. Is it good? It's good. 11-16 to go in the game. Hardin County 38. Adamsville nothing. We'll be back right after this. Quick timeout. All right, back at Adamsville, Tennessee, the Tigers leading it 38-0. They go 9 plays, 71 yards. Scruggs in from a yard out. The extra point good, and that scoring drive was powered by Jones Motor Company in Savannah. Well, remember, in the morning, Sports Talk Live from Jones Nissan. Me and Kirk will be there in the beautiful showroom at 1260 Wayne Road. We'll talk to Coach Smith about tonight's game, get you set for next week as we travel a little further northwest this time to Jackson, Tennessee to take on Southside, the Jackson Southside Eagles. Should be a good one. Big region game for both teams. Really important game, Robin, for the Tigers.
Definitely, since we lost that game to Northside, you know, we're 0-1 as far as the region. This big game as far as victory, we need to carry this momentum over into the Southside.
game. Of course, as I said, Southside was picked in preseason to win our region.
Martinez will kick it off from the 25 after the penalty. There's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken at the 25. 30, 35, looking for running room. Breaks a tackle at the 35, still on his feet at the 40. Still on his feet at the 45, and then knocked down at about the 46-yard line of the Cardinals. So good field position to start this drive for Adamsville at their own 46.
Got some different Tigers as far as in the ball game now is concerned. Let's see. You've got number 70. That is Tyler Moore. You've got number 78, Spencer Moore. You've got number 30, Parker Stanfield. Number 15, Bryce Davis. 37, Noah Strickland. 23, Seth Garner.
All right, Meisenheimer brings him to the line. Three receivers left, one here to the near side. Looking to the right, overthrows him and out of bounds. Had him open for a second, about the 45, and then overshot him.
Number 38, Ethan Murphy in the ball game. So those corners and safeties are still in the game.
Yeah, that's what it's fixing to say.
The corners and safeties, Eli and Siner and Pope and Bumpus, they're all still out there.
Second down, second and 10. As the clock running now continuously.
Now number two, Dakota Milligan coming. Eli, hurry up and get off the field.
Second down, second and 10. Meisenheimer in shotgun formation. Three receivers left, one here to the near side.
Ball
on the ground. They're looking for it. Meisenheimer is, and the Tigers get on it.
Noah Strickland, number 37. That's a sophomore linebacker.
I don't know what happened on the exchange.
Same thing on their other fumble. It just
he rode him
too long.
Yeah, the back thinks he's going to give him the ball, so he starts taking possession of it. And then the quarterback realizes he ought to keep it, and by the time now they're both fighting for it. That ball went 8 feet up in there.
Now you've got number 11. That's Kyle Lambert coming in at quarterback for the Tigers. Number 23, again, Seth Garner. Number 18, Caleb Bourne in for the Tigers. 37, Noah Strickland's going in for John Whitley. He's coming out. So coaching staff trying to get in some younger players. Carson Cummins in the ball game for the Tigers. Number 71, again, Jonathan Wilkerson.
All right, Lambert in the shotgun formation. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's a handoff, Strickland. He's going to be hit. That one was not timed very well and driven back about 4 yards at Strickland on the carry. Now he'll go out, and in comes
Murphy. Ethan Murphy, number 38. Now Strickland stays in the game. Somebody else went out. I don't know who. But now the clock runs continuously. The game's 35 points or more. It's 38 to nothing as far as the Tigers are concerned.
Two receivers left, one to the right. They're going from the south to the north. Lambert trying to line them up. Strickland the tailback, shotgun formation. Here's a snap. And handoff again to Strickland, and he's met in the backfield and dropped, maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Coach Smith's going to call a timeout as Strickland went up for the ball on the snap. And Coach Smith's not happy.
He's not happy.
No, he's not happy. And these boys, they need to be coached up too. They take a timeout. The Tigers do. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this.
Bob's Discount Pharmacy, locally owned and operated, and accepting most insurance plans, including state insurance. Stop in anytime for a free blood pressure check, free delivery within city limits, and they have a convenient drive-through window at Bob's Discount Pharmacy.
Savannah Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center is just minutes away from local hospitals and physician offices. The comfortable and clean, spacious building is designed to provide the best in long-term care in a personalized, friendly setting. Savannah Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, 1645 Florence Road.
Friendly, trustworthy, and hometown folks. Now, who else would you rather do your banking with? Just stop by and you'll see what we mean at Hardin County Bank. In business for over 40 years, Hardin County Bank. Friends helping friends.
Third down, third and 12. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Lambert in at quarterback now for Hunt. Tigers on top, 38-0. Here's a snap. Handoff at Strickland. Gets a little bit of running room, so he goes across the 45 to about the 42-yard line, where it'll be fourth down, fourth and about eight.
number 58, Cade Garrett, into the ball game as far as the Tigers are concerned. I guess that Tigers are going to punt the ball. You know, you were talking about coaching them up, and when I was officiating as Coach Stoves last year over at Lexington, and they were getting beat. Third team guy missed the block. Coach Stowe takes him over on the sideline, and he's a sophomore, and he's down in formation working with him in a game that they're losing by three touchdowns. That always impressed me.
Munns will punt it away, and a spiraling kick heading toward the sideline gets the Tiger bounce.
Don't know where it went out of bounds, though.
So. They're going to spot it at the 17-18 yard line where Adams will have it. First down. First and 10 from their own 18 yard line. Want to remind you in the morning, Sports Talk, 9:30, Jones Nissan. We'll get you set for next week. We'll talk a little bit about this game with Coach Smith. And as the Tigers will go on the road again, airtime will be around 6:40, kickoff time 7 p.m. from Jackson, Tennessee, next Friday night. Also want to remind you that the Balls will be in action tomorrow as they'll take on East Tennessee State in Neyland Stadium. You can hear it right here on 93.5 FM, starting with the pregame show at 1:30, and the kickoff is set for 3 p.m. Here's a snap. Meisenheimer looking to throw under pressure. Now he pulls it down, takes off running. He's going to run it out of bounds at about the 22, 23-yard line.
I believe every flying beast in West Tennessee is in this press box with us right now.
5:40 to go here in the game.
Flying beast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in their hair.
Yeah.
In their mouth.
Oh, what dedication.
Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Second down, second and 7 for the Cardinals. Four-man front for the Tigers. Here comes a man in motion. They pitch it to him. The ball is on the ground again. I think the Tigers pick it up.
Davis.
And he's going to run it into the end zone for a touchdown.
Don't spike it. Don't spike it.
Oh, yeah.
There's another penalty. He got away with it.
Yeah, I believe he got away with it. Got a man hurt for Adamsville on the ground. I don't know who that is, but Davis, they put the ball on the turf. Davis picked it up and just took it to the house.
Man, there's been a little bit of everything. Two interceptions,
and they do. They've got
three recovered fumbles, one for a touchdown. I mean, defense played good, too. We bragged on the offense, but defense figured it out as well.
Yep. They got Adamsville Cardinal down around the 10-yard line on his back, and both,
Coach Gray.
Gray is out there, and also looks like McCaslin, the trainer.
McAdams.
McAdams, I mean. The trainer out there for the Tigers. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back right after this. Stackins is the injured player for the Cardinals as they carry him off, and then they spike him. He jumps out of the arm of the guy that was carrying him off and looked like he almost spiked him into the turf.
He might not have been hurt until then. That hurt him worse than whatever he got out there. They were carrying him off till he couldn't carry him anymore. That's a hard leg.
What'd you say? Martinez in the kick after the fumble recovery and touchdown. As we had an injury timeout, and now the officials are, I don't know what they're doing. I think there's some mouthing going on. They're trying to settle everybody down. This is a rivalry game, and, I mean, there has been some jawing back and forth. And now they got unsportsmanlike.
It is every year.
I don't know. He just called something. I don't know if it's on us or on them. Doesn't matter. 44-0. Clock's supposed to be running. They got it stopped. But here's the extra point. It's up. And it's good. Our new score, 5:04 to go in the game. Harden County 45, Adamsville nothing. We'll be back right after this. Martinez will kick it off, and there was a unsportsmanlike on Adamsville during all the mess, I guess is the best way to say it, that was going on. So the Tigers will kick it off from the Cardinals 45 with 5:04 to go here in this contest. Martinez hits it, kicks it in and out of the end zone. So they'll take it out on the 20-yard line. That's the Cardinals. Or they'll have it first down, first and 10.
You know, that's a really good play.
That clock has not moved in 3 minutes. And they're supposed to be running the clock.
Well,
we've been here all night, as it is.
Golly. You know, that was that that Bryce Davis,
yeah,
that made that play.
Yeah.
He had to scoop that ball in traffic,
yeah,
and broke really two tackles,
yeah,
to get into the end zone. That was not an easy scoop and run that he made to score. So, you know, kudos to him for showing up.
Number 16, Josh Wren in the ball game. Number 14, Titus Larson in the game for the Tigers.
Meisenheimer from the shotgun looking to throw. Looking right, throws it over the middle. It's caught at the 30, then dropped. Good catch. And that's the first down. That's
number two. That's Dakota Milliken.
Milliken on the coverage for the Tigers. It'll be first down, first and 10 at the Cardinals' 32-yard line. Meisenheimer brings them to the line. Two receivers right and left. Four-man front for the Tigers. A lot of young Tigers out on the field now for Hardin County. Meisenheimer looking to throw. Still looking. Under pressure. Rolls to his left. Still looking. Now he fires down the field. He's got a man coming open. And just a little short at the 25.
He had one on our sideline going down the field. We didn't have anybody within 20 yards of him.
Well, at number five, I don't believe they had anybody close to him either.
Somebody got lost. They left.
Rail scramble drills, hard to stay with,
yeah,
guys.
That's Broyles.
Especially in the zone.
He was the intended receiver, and he was running wide open in the middle of the field. And just a little underthrown and a little wide. So it brings up second down, second and 10.
Number 79, that's Austin Schubert into the ball game.
Here's a snap. Meisenheimer looking, rolls right, still looking. Now he's going to go downfield. He's got a man open for a minute, and he's going to overthrow him. Good coverage there by
14.
Larson.
That was Titus Larson on the coverage for the Tigers.
Trying to hit Rolls again down the sideline. That'll bring up third down, third and 10 for the Cardinals. Been a tough night for Adamsville in a tough couple of weeks as TCA came in here last week. And I'm sure if they had to win one of the two games, they would have taken the TCA game since,
yeah,
that was a region game. But the Tigers bounced back. We talked about that. You know, one of these two teams needed to bounce back. This could be the turning point of a football season. Meisenheimer with a ball. This time he's going to take off down the left side. Has all kinds of running room at the 40, 45,
good
50,
tackle.
45.
Yeah.
Good tackle. He stiffs arm Milliken as he goes out of bounds, but I thought I saw a flag, did I not?
Good wheels, too. I mean,
yeah, I do see a flag at the 50-yard line.
Milliken, I mean, just sprinting and quarterback,
yeah,
sprinting, and neither one of them trying to dodge or fake. It's just football.
That is holding on Adamsville. Man, that's an insult to injury right there.
Number 49, Remington Presley in the ball game for the Tigers. Let's see, who else we've got? Number 67, Hardin Harrison in the ball game. Number 53, Connor White in the game. As Steve said, Tigers got a lot of young players in there.
2:03 to go here in the game. Meisenheimer drops back, now throws it short off the fingertips of his intended receiver right at the first down marker. That is...
It's hard to see
looks
the numbers
like, yeah,
on the black
looks
jersey.
Like Broyles again. Wren on the coverage for the Tigers. It'll be fourth down.
They need to get a rebate on those jerseys, Coach. The sun, if the lights are not reflecting off of them, you can't read them.
You can't read the numbers.
Fourth down. Ball at the 41. Here's a snap. High snap. Meisenheimer takes off. He'll have the first down. He's tripped up at the 45 and rolled to about the 47-yard line. Now he comes up injured.
Parker Stanfield made a good tackle from his linebacker position.
Yeah, I think he got him in the
ankles or the shin.
So he's down on the ground. That's their quarterback, Meisenheimer, at about the 47-yard line with 1:15 to go. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back right after this. As the Tigers on top, 45-0, Meisenheimer down on the ground still at about the 48-yard line where he got tripped up. I think he got hit.
He got hit
maybe
right
in
at
the shin, yeah, area.
Ankle or whatever. It was a good, it was a clean tackle by Parker Stanfield. I mean, he was just running up the middle.
Now they get him up, and he's had a tough night, that's for sure. He's had a lot of action and taken a lot of hits, and he'll walk over here to the sideline.
I really believe he's worn out.
Yeah, he's tired. With 1:15 to go here in the game, and they'll bring in Morris. Latham Morris will come into the game for Adamsville to replace Meisenheimer to go this 1:15 as here's a snap. Morris looking, still looking. Now he's going to pull it down. He'll take off. He's at the 50, 45, 40, going down the sideline at the 30-yard line. It'll be knocked out of bounds.
Number 16, that was Josh Wren making that tackle.
So it'll be first down, first and 10. Clock running, though, regardless if he goes out or not because of the score. 45-0 the score. Stay tuned for the postgame show right after this. Complete, and that'll bring up second down. The Tigers just running
another,
in and out.
Another Adamsville player down.
You know, another question, though, is why would he still have his starting quarterback in there with, you know, 2 minutes to go in the game like this? I don't understand that either.
No, because it's a long season. This is just, what, game number four for both teams.
I mean, they live fight another day, you know.
Well, you know, in the big scheme of things, this game really doesn't matter other than
pride.
Pride's
all of, I mean, the only thing.
But both teams will step back in region play. Like we told you, Hardin County will head over to Southside next week to take on the Eagles. That'll be a tough game for Hardin County as we go on the road for a region. There's a bad snap. Morris picks it up, still on his feet, rolling to his right, lets it fly out of bounds. And that'll be the last play of the game, and the Tigers come over, and they avenge the loss from last week. And they win two in a row over the Cardinals as they come over here to Cardinal Field and blow the Cardinals out 45-0.